So much for socialist Bernie Sanders winning the Texas Democratic primary. Nope, instead, Texas Democrats opted for a doddering, befuddled party insider known mostly for unintentional wordplay, olfactory curiosity, and general solecism, especially of the hands-on type. Yep, Texas Democrats gave Biden a 4-point victory over Sanders. Bloomberg only bought 14% of the vote. In that big race to be the next Beto Poncho and lose to a Republican for U.S. Senate in November, those undecided Democrats gave the frontrunner M.J. Hager only 22% of the vote, setting up a runoff on May 26 with State Senator Royce West of Dallas, who only motivated 14% of Democrats to vote for him and yet made it to second place. There was a bright spot in the Dem primary. Texas 28, longtime Congressman Henry Cuellar pulled out a narrow victory over leftist Jessica Cisneros, who had the full backing of the far-left mainstream of the National Democratic Party, including former bartendress Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and crazy-haired communist Bernie Sanders. What was Henry Cuellar's sin that he needed to be primaried? Well, he dares to be pro-life. And just so you know, Texas Democrats passed by a whopping 97% a resolution declaring that everyone in Texas should have the right to a life of dignity and respect, irrespective of how undignified they live their lives. Yes, Dems reject the entire ethos of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who dreamed of a day when people would actually be judged by the content of their character. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.